Welcome, welcome, everybody. This is Pam Stone on the Declutter Power Show, the show that we're here to empower women by mind, body, soul, and by business. We do this through bringing guests on to talk about those subject matters to empower women. So on today's show, our show for today is Declutter You to Be a Healthier You. I have a guest on now. Her name is, I probably will botch it, so I will apologize right now. Adam, is that it?
Atom,
I apologize.
Yes.
We have Atom on, and she is our health coach for today. And she's going to give us some tips on how to be healthy. We need to do this, America, or our guest listeners, because we are becoming obese, and we're getting obese so quickly. Childhood obesity is getting out of control. So here we are. We're going to not stop it in the tracks. We're here to educate everyone. So without further ado, I would like for my guest to go ahead and tell our listeners a little bit about herself and the things, and we'll go from there.
Awesome. Hi. So, as Pam said, my name is Atom F. Young, and I am a health coach for busy professional women, and I help them build a better body on their schedule and learn to create and maintain a healthy lifestyle that fits their schedule.
Cool. So for today, we're going to do something fun, as well as we're going to talk about how we become a healthier us. Again, it's just so everyone can get up and moving. Today, I need to tell everyone, all the listeners, I have been committed to doing this. And one way I do the commitment is I go and get up, and I get up from my desk, and now I walk at lunch, take a break, and do the 15-minute walk. Though it's not long, it's something. And a lot of people need to get up and take that break time. And does that? I wanted to let everyone know there is probably 80% people here in the United States that does not take a break. And you need to take a break to just declutter your mind and get a fresh perspective on things, as well as get up and get the blood moving and all the thoughts flowing through. So I suggest from here on out that everyone just get up for 5 to 10 minutes and just get up and get the blood moving. So without further ado, go ahead and tell the listeners about your program that you offer.
Yeah, I thought that was really great. I'm actually standing right now for the interview, and that's something that I encourage people to
Me
do
too.
As well. So it's so
too.
Good.
Yay.
Yeah. I've been very fortunate to always be active and interested in health. My oldest sister, when we were younger, she would always take us to the track in the summer and give us some fun workouts that we can do. So I think I was very blessed to have her as a role model to inspire me to live a healthy lifestyle. And so as I've grown up and gone older, I've gone to school to learn about exercise and nutrition, and I have all these certifications, and just learning from my experiences, the benefits of exercise and taking good care of yourself is what I have found very valuable and has been a big influence and a major game changer in my life. So the program that I have put together is specifically geared towards busy professionals, a little more geared towards women, since we tend to be very giving and we always want to give to others and we don't take the time to take care of ourselves. So it's a very simple approach to living a healthy lifestyle. So focusing on getting in your exercise. So even if it's moving, 10 minutes a day, like you mentioned, working on the eating and nutrition, keeping that simple. So just really getting back to the basics of what it means to eat well and how to balance that with, the foods that you love and enjoy and making it an experience that's enjoyable. And a lot of times people will count calories and they're really concerned about what they're eating. So it takes a lot of the fun away from eating and enjoying food and that experience. So being able to get back to those basics where you're enjoying food, you're enjoying mealtime with your family and friends. And at the same time, you're able to, feel better because you're taking better care of yourself, you're eating better foods, and you're just more positive as a result. And then lastly, focusing on the stress management and the sleep. So we're a very busy society now, and there's a lot of things that cause stress. And so having high amounts of stress consistently is so damaging to the body, and especially if you're wanting to improve your health, you know, or lose some weight, then it's going to be even harder with those high stress levels and constantly feeling stressed and overwhelmed. So teaching people how to identify those stress triggers in their life and then how to better cope with them so that they keep those stress levels low, and then they're able to get better sleep at night, because we all definitely need sleep and we need to rest if we want to live healthy lives and be more productive and more focused in our work and everything that we do in our day.
Absolutely. I'm with you on that. I'm, like I said, I told everybody I am committed on being a healthier me. So let me ask you this. Say, for instance, you have a newbie client has come to you and has never exercised. What are some tips that you can give that person to get them motivated? And also, too, our listeners may not be able to afford the gym. So what are some tips that you can give that person to start out?
Yeah, absolutely. So when I do work with my clients, I do a lot of things outside of the gym in terms of their exercise. You don't even need to go to the gym or like to go to the gym to be able to, you know, get started. My big thing is just getting in activity throughout the day and really just starting small and where you're comfortable. So if it's a 5 or 10 minute walk in between, or not in between, but taking a break at work, like you were mentioning. So during that break time, actually getting up and walking around instead of just sitting there doing whatever it is that you do on your break. But I would also say, like, you definitely don't need any equipment. You don't need any sort of structure, really. It's just getting in the habit of moving your body. So that's, I think, a really great way to get started, because you, that will be a really good opportunity for you to know, like, where are your aches and pains, what's going on, you know, like, how's your body feeling? So just getting up and moving. One thing that I also like to do is, you know, like a short walk after dinner, especially now with it being lighter out for later. That's a really great opportunity. Just kind of walk around the neighborhood, get some fresh air, maybe meet some of your neighbors if you haven't been outside very often. But just those very simple things. It doesn't have to be structured at all, but just moving your body more throughout the day is really a great way to start. And then, you know, from there you can progress to different types of activity.
Okay. So let me ask you this. I currently work still in the corporate America. Again, I did get on, and I, at the beginning of the show, did to get on, and I did inform everyone that it's best to get up and take a break. And how many people that doesn't take a break? But say, for instance, we've taken a break, as I said, but they still want to do a little bit more exercise at their desk. Is there a simple exercise that someone can do at their desk while they're working?
Yeah, I mean, there are definitely different options. If you're sitting at your desk, you can just even do leg lifts. So while you're sitting there, you're lifting up one leg at a time, putting one leg up, putting one leg down. You could do both legs, and that would actually be a really great workout to get those stomach muscles going. If you are able, I think, and it won't disrupt your quality of work, you can just, you know, stand up, sit down, and that'd be like getting in your squats. So you're standing up and then you're sitting down. You could even do like 10 of those, like once you get back from your break before you get started at doing your work. And those are really great options too. And I think could even do just like simple things with your arms. You could do like arm circles, or you could even do a little bit of stretching, especially to stretch out the chest muscle, because we're so hunched over all the time.
Right.
So just putting those arms out to the side and maybe behind you, and you could still be reading at your computer while you're getting that stretch in as well.
Well, I like that. I really like the idea of doing, I like them all, but the one I will be trying tomorrow will be the squats. So I will be definitely trying the squats when I get to work tomorrow. I know my neighbor that sits across from me, she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, well, you can come along and let me show you how, you know. It's funny because they're now watching me put on my tennis shoes. They're like, where are you going? I'm like, oh, I'm going to go take my 15-minute break and go do my walk right now, so I'll be right back.
Yeah.
So when she sees this, I know she's like, wow, now this one here. Like I said, it's just about educating everyone and get them moving. That's the important piece. And once I get one person involved in moving, I believe I've done my job. So that is what we're doing here, is just getting everybody motivated. So say, for instance, though, that we have someone that is lacking the motivation. How can we get somebody motivated?
So my big thing really is to just start and start small. So I know a lot of times, you know, in the health and fitness industry, it's all about creating this new lifestyle overnight, which can be really overwhelming and daunting for people to try and change so much over a short period of time. So picking one thing that you know that you can do, and you can do it every time without it being, you know, disruptive to your life or overwhelming, is a really great place to start. So I like to tell people, even if it's getting in, you know, like 8 ounces of water, you know, every day, like that's something small, but like you know that you can do it. And so once you start having that success, like, oh yeah, you know, like this is really easy. Having those small successes are really motivating and encourage you to keep going instead of feeling overwhelmed with everything that you have to do. So then you just kind of give up. So I'm really big on starting small, doing something small that you know you can do, and then just building up from there. And you'll be surprised, like, what happens just with those small changes, like how much of a big impact it makes on your life and your health. So I think that's always really motivating. And people, some of my clients that I've worked with really like that approach. Like, oh, okay, you know, like, I'm just going to work on getting more water today. Or another thing I tell people is, like, one way to really get started without having to do a lot of change to your life is just slowing down while you're eating. So a lot of times, you know, like, we're working while we're eating, we're on our phone while we're eating, but if we just took that time to slow down, it doesn't necessarily mean that you need to change what you're eating, but it's just how you're eating. And you might realize, oh, like, I've been eating way too much and I'm super full, so I don't need to eat this whole thing. But that's even something that has been very helpful for a lot of people, because it doesn't require them to do a lot of big changes or go out and get all these brand new groceries and all that stuff right away. So,
absolutely. I was laughing because you're right. Every time, let's be honest, listeners, when we get ready to go on a diet, what do? The night before, we gorge ourselves because we're figuring this is it. We're not going to get to eat what we want to eat. And then you go and buy all these groceries. And then I feel that's also setting someone up to fail sometimes, because you got all this new gadgets or new food in your house, and you never used them before. And so then you're like, oh my goodness, what am I to do? So I like the concept, and what you're saying, to take it small and do it one a little bit at a time. And once you've achieved a little bit, then add on something else. So I do like that. Do you recommend, is there any apps that we have on our phone to track what we're doing? Do you have any specific apps that you like, or would you like to recommend for our listeners to use to keep track of what they're doing?
I mean, I don't particularly. I know a lot of people, there are like the pedometer apps on your phone, so you can just even track how many steps you're getting throughout the day. I don't have a specific one that I use or recommend, but I always think that's great. And then I know that I think on like your desktop, I think if you use Chrome, they have an application that every hour it like sends an alarm on your screen to remind you to get up and walk around. So that's always good, but I don't have any particular apps that I use or that I recommend at this time.
Other ones that I can honestly say I've used Fit FitPal. I've used that before, where it'll track your food as well as your exercise. Only reason why I recommend everybody to track what you're doing, because let's be honest, if you don't, this is all about accountability. So if you don't have anything, or if you're not writing anything down or tracking it, let's be honest, we lose track, and then we get we become the forgetful person, and you have nothing to hold you accountable for. So I think that that's an that's the main purpose of it. And if not, a journal. You know, you can always write in a journal you've eaten for the day and the time that you've eaten. And again, as we were just talking about, the importance of drinking water. Water is so essential. It's just crazy. 70% of our body is made out of water, so we need to feed our body with the water. So let me ask you this. Now it's getting close to the end of the evening, and that everybody's eating dinner. Of course, you know, we have that snack time. Do you recommend, is there any low-calorie or light snack that you can recommend to our listeners?
Yeah, so I'm really big on getting in protein. So protein is always my go-to type of recommendation. So especially as women, we tend to not eat enough protein to begin with for proper functioning of our body in general. So one of my favorite go-to snacks for just something light, but also to kind of hold me over until dinner time or until lunch is, well, I guess it's a few things. So I really like the cottage cheese. So I'll do cottage cheese. I'll just eat it by itself, or sometimes I'll add vegetables to it. So I'll do cottage cheese, and then I'll do maybe like some celery sticks or some snow peas or something like that. Another one that I like and enjoy is some hummus with some vegetable sticks. So, because then you're getting in your protein, and then you're also getting in vegetables. So I'm a big proponent of any snacks that you have, make sure you try to get one with protein in it, and then get the vegetables in as a bonus, because vegetables are really great too.
That's right. You know, we have some listeners that don't like them vegetables, but you hear it's important to have their vegetables. Absolutely. We need the vegetables, ladies and gentlemen, especially ladies. I do know a lot of ladies that they do, as you said, they don't feed their bodies like they should. So as you hear, she's a witness. So when I say it now, ladies, I can now say I have someone that can attest to me what I'm saying about the vegetables.
Yes.
So let me ask you this. If somebody wanted to get in touch with you, what are some ways they can get in touch with you?
Yeah, so I have my website. It's www.effiefit.com. And so that's two S as in Frank. And on there, I have a blog, and I just completed a series on how 6 steps to getting lean and healthy. So talking about everything from your mindset to what you're eating and your stress and your sleep habits. And then I'm also on Facebook. I have my business page. It's just facebook.com. And then if you go in and type in Effie Fit, you'll be able to find me. And I've got tips and tricks for busy professionals trying to get fit, everything that you need to know to be able to do that. And right now I'm just getting ready to finish a 7-day exercise challenge. So if you get on there for this next little bit, there's workout videos that you can even do to get going. So those are the two main places that I'm at.
And once we get done with the show, I will also, anybody that has missed what was just given, because I know we have a lot going on here, and you know where everybody's, I know everybody's out there writing down. So any information that you have missed or missed her contact information, I will go ahead and I will post it in the Facebook on the Declutter Power Show Facebook page, and then I will also put it on Pamela Stone Facebook feed, so everyone will know where you can get in touch with her. And I highly recommend, I did do her challenge for this week, so I'm excited to see what tomorrow's going to tomorrow's going to bring.
Oh, yeah.
I'm too excited about that. So, again, I have been doing her challenge, and I'm ready to go and do tomorrow's challenge. Like I said, I can't wait for it. Now that we've talked about the tips on, we talked about how someone knew what they can do to start out a newbie who's never exercised. And there's nothing wrong with starting today. Don't wait till Monday or Tuesday because of the holiday. It's better to start now. At least you can wrap your mind around what you're getting ready to do. Everybody is always talking about that. And then we also talked about those of us that work in the corporate world, some of the exercises that we can do at work. I think it's very essential to be versatile, though, because we all are running the crazy lives, and, we need to get in our exercise. It's very important. So we've covered those here. And then lastly, we did talk a little bit about nutrition. We talked about the essentials of drinking water. We need to drink the water, everybody. Funny enough, I do have a funny story. We at my where I work at United Healthcare, we have a system where we can talk to anybody about anything we want outside of work. So one of the topics was talked about was how much water we should drink. If you only knew what people were saying, can you imagine?
Yeah.
Do you know we had somebody had taken a picture of a gallon of water, and she started marking it off on how much water. As soon as that picture was posted, that started it all. I left work with maybe 3 postings. When I came to work, I literally had 100 postings. Because everybody was freaking out. Yeah, because everyone was freaking out. A gallon of water. Okay, that's too big of a goal. I mean, that's too big. First workout.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm wrong, please let me know. 8 ounces is better than, trying to chug down a gallon of water, especially if you never drank water.
Absolutely.
A lot of people. And so I'm like, wait. The gallon of water is for those that has been drinking water a lot. Those that has never been drinking water and you expect them to go cold turkey and drink a gallon of water, it put a shock. As I said,
mm-hmm.
Everybody
mm-hmm.
was like, I came with 100 emails and everyone's like, oh my goodness, I can't drink a gallon of water a day. And so, we had to put it out there. It's not for everybody to drink the gallon of water when you first start out.
Right. So, yes, definitely agree.
So that was a shocker there. And then we talked about the essentials of eating the vegetables. The vegetables are very huge. And then, though I don't like it, the cottage cheese, when you said that, I was like, oh, my goodness. I don't like that. I don't like cottage cheese. Excuse me, I don't like cottage cheese, but those that you do, it is good for you. I just don't like it. But I do recommend everybody get out here. Again, the purpose of this is for us to empower women around everybody, not women, but men and women around the world. Because my practice is, and I believe in, if I can get one person to empower themselves, I've done what I'm supposed to do. And it's to empower everybody with the mind, body, and soul. And then the business piece will come into perspective. Well, this time has gone by fast. We only have 5 more minutes left. Would you like
to
leave? I know, the time went fast, didn't it? It went really
yeah,
it went really fast. I hope to see. Listeners, I have asked her to come back to talk to us about give us some nutritional tips and cooking tips. She will be back in July to talk to us. But before I go, would you like to say anything last to our listeners?
I would just like to say one thing, and it would be that you don't have to do any of this perfectly. It's all about your consistent things that you're doing. So if you're, consistently getting up and taking your break at work to walk, you're consistently getting in your vegetables, that is so much better than trying to do it perfectly, because I think when we try to do things perfectly, once we have that off day, then we just feel like a failure and we give up, but it doesn't have to be that way. So just continue to take consistent action and know that you'll still be able to improve your health and get those results that you're wanting to get.
Absolutely. And do you want to give the listeners one last way they can get in contact with you?
Yes. So you can find me on Facebook. I got my Facebook page. It's called Effie Fit. I'm putting out all the tips and lovely tricks for getting fit and healthy on a busy schedule. And you can also get on my website, www.effiefit.com. I have a blog over there specific to the busy professionals and helping them live a healthier lifestyle.
Cool. Well, I want to thank you so much for being my guest on the show. Again, this was fun. The time went by so fast. The time went by fast.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for having me.
Oh, please. It was a pleasure. It was a pleasure. Well, listeners, my name is Pam Stone. I am the Declutter Motivational Strategist. If you want to get in touch with myself, I have a Facebook page, the Declutter Power Show. I also have a page on Facebook by Pamela Stone. Or if you would like to email me, you can email me at declutteryourlife@gmail.com. And I want to thank everyone for listening and stopping by. And I hope, again, this is here to empower you to take that first step and to make you a healthier you than where you are now. And before I like to go, I would like to say this, and I will leave you with this last remark. Let today be your beginning for tomorrow. And I hope everyone have a great day and get out here and get fit. And thank you, everyone. Talk to you later. Bye.